If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Euler and Motes are on the air. This is the Steelers Blitz on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. How we doing?
Good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Me too. It is our number two as the Steelers Blitz 2024 mock draft rolls along. If you missed it, we closed out the first hour with the Steelers 20th overall on the clock. And Motsi and I selected Amarius Mims, tackle out of Georgia. For the second straight years, the Steelers going to that well. That puts the Miami Dolphins on the clock at pick 21. Team needs listed as tight end, guard, tackle, and defensive line. Motsi, still have Newton out of Illinois left on the board.
I
think this is probably about the time for him. We're getting there.
Because he could have went earlier.
He certainly could have.
He could have went earlier.
Let's see here. Pro Football Focus has him as their 11th ranked player in the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could have definitely went earlier, man. So
I think he is like, if you're picking 21st overall, I think he's a pretty safe spot, pick in this spot.
Because I wonder, do they look at him almost like how we did Cam Hayward? Where it's like, man, you aren't supposed to be here. We're going to make sure that we definitely get you.
We thought you were going to get picked at 14 or 15, and here you are at 21. I like that example by you. I think we're good with this pick. Jerzon Newton, defensive lineman out of Illinois. To the Dolphins at 21. That puts Arthur Motes' favorite team.
And they have to replace Christian Watts, Watkins as well.
Great point to make.
Wilkins. Excuse me. Yep. Yeah.
Great call by you.
Free agency. Yeah.
Yep. Where did he sign it?
Vegas.
That's right.
Yep.
Because
Vegas got him and Max Crosby now,
and
man.
Max
trying
Crosby,
to get out there.
Right.
Trying to get out there at Mahomes. Yep.
Pick 22 on the clock. Arthur Motes' favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry. Their team needs are listed as wide receiver, linebacker, and defensive back. What do the Eagles need a wide receiver?
Man, because they might be about to move on from A.J. Brown.
That is true, but they haven't yet.
Because they haven't drafted a receiver yet.
Is this where Cooper DeJean goes, though? He feels like a player. Oh, man, I don't know if they would like him a lot, I feel like.
Who's available right now?
Cooper DeJean still on the board. Jared Verse, Adonai Mitchell, Graham Barton, Nate Wiggins.
I could see them go Nate Wiggins, honestly, man.
Yeah,
and this
I could see that
this
too.
This is the reason. It's like,
could definitely see
Cooper
that.
Is a almost Swiss Army knife, but not a put him at one spot and just lock him in. Nate Wiggins, that's a true just play corner.
And that's more of the Eagles style.
Back, yeah, they've been doing the whole James Bradbury thing, but they want something that could match that intensity that Darius Slay has given them. And I think Wiggins actually gives them the best for that. Whereas Cooper, I love Cooper for us.
You.
I love Cooper, like where he can be utilized like a Tyrann Mathews, like a Minkah Fitzpatrick, like a Justin Simmons, just kind of like, that style. And I don't feel like Philly wants to do that with him. Yeah, that's my own. Yeah. So I'm back and forth though, man. Who you going with? Who you like?
No, I think that's a very good point by you. Like, if you're just asking me who I would rather have of the two players, I would say Cooper DeJean. But I think from the Eagles' standpoint, Nate Wiggins fits what they do. Yeah. I think that's a great call by you. And it is listed as one of their team needs. So let's take Nate Wiggins.
We should have seen what the mock say. What the mock say?
What does the
mock say?
Wing, 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 wing. You know what? Actually, the mocks were saying Nate Wiggins.
Oh.
Look at that.
Respect.
By the way, I didn't tell you the mocks said Cooper DeJean for the Steelers. The most popular mocks did say Cooper DeJean for the
Trust
Steelers.
Trust me,
that's all right. Those people don't know. Those people don't know like you and I do.
Well, think about it like this, though. Cooper can make 100% sense to us. We're just playing the game of, do we want to add on to what we already deem as a strength, or do we want to upgrade massively something that has been a weakness the past couple of years? And I think it's just a philosophy thing versus a, is this player necessarily better than that player when we're talking about Mims, DeJean, even any other lineman that could have potentially fell. It's like, I think that's the conv we're going to be having if the draft plays out like we hope it plays out tonight.
Well said. Vikings back on the clock, pick 23. Remember in the Steelers blitz mock draft, they took J.J. McCarthy 11th overall. So quarterback off the board here from Minnesota, obviously. Is this a spot for Cooper DeJean? Do they go somebody like Graham Barton here that they think maybe we could turn this guy into a stud guard? Mitchell is still
those
there.
Two, right? It's got to be between those two.
I think so. I mean,
now Harrison Smith is still out there, though.
Harrison Smith is still out there. Yep.
So Cooper can play around, learn from a guy like Harrison. Okay.
It's not a bad. That's not a bad learning curve right there. Is that the pick? I mean, it's pick 23. Is it time for Cooper DeJean to come off the board?
Either him or Graham.
I think so.
Either him or Graham, man.
Well, it's funny because I could talk to pick Graham. 24.
I could make Graham make sense because you took the quarterback, so you got to protect him.
Right. Right.
And when you take a quarterback in the top 10, or they were at 11? No. Where did they – because they stayed
– Or no, ninth.
Put,
ninth
so 11.
Right? No, 11. They Sorry, yeah, ninth was 11. The Bears again. Yeah, 11. Yeah. 11.
So it's like if they're going to stay put and take a quarterback, you know, fringe top 10, you're like, hey, you might want to protect this dude, baby. But Cooper's Cooper, though. What you doing, Mr. Boss Man? You just invested your 11th overall pick at a quarterback. Do you want to give him some extra protection, or do you want to get a DB?
I said, you know what? J.J. McCarthy is far from a sure thing. I don't want to draft another far from a sure thing project. Is he a tackle? Is he a guard? Is he a center here? I'm going Cooper DeJean.
That's interesting. That's interesting, man, because when you say it,
but Cooper DeJean's not a sure thing either, to be fair.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I was like, you said the exact same thing, just with a different position, man. I think you could make a case that Graham Barton has the safer floor between him and Cooper, just in the sense of you don't have to be an all-world center. You can still play guard because your traits are your traits. The only thing that would hinder you from playing center is your ability to snap the football consistently. But your ability to move in space, we've already seen you do that. Your ability to anchor, we've seen you do that. Your ability to explode out of a three-point set, we've already seen that. Cooper, the questions that they're going to have is he in a man-to-man scheme? Are you playing him exclusively on the outside? Right. Are you playing him exclusively at safety? Are you playing him in the slot? How are you going to work him around, and how do the other players revolve around him as well? I think it's questions for both of them, man.
No doubt. No doubt.
But the thing that had me thinking O-line when you started talking was this. You said you got a non-sure potential project at the quarterback that you took 11th overall. Do you want to add any more variables to his life to make it easier or harder? And I think of just the talent that you could get in a Graham Barton. Maybe that's
Good
one
point.
Less thing that he has to worry about as he's trying to overcome. No different. We talked Kenny Pickett. It was like, man, Kenny got to deal with this. And it's like, yo, everything is going to be perfect. But it's like, yeah, man, make sure that you can overcome this stuff. It will take care of that stuff. So it's like, maybe this is just one less thing he has to deal with. And then we'll see if
bring
he can
him in together, let him grow together.
No,
I don't hate that logic. In fact, I really like that logic.
Though. But you know, I love Cooper, though, because Cooper's fire.
I just really wanted to draft Graham Barton 24th overall the Cowboys because I think that's the perfect fit for them and him.
Okay, let's do it then.
But we could take Graham Barton right here and pull the rug out from underneath the floor of the Cowboys. I don't hate that either.
No, that works, bro.
Cooper?
Let's do that. Come on. Graham Barton. Yeah, Cooper here and then go Graham Barton next.
Okay, let's do it. Because Graham Barton makes a ton of sense for the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have experience with taking guys and turning them into centers before they need a center. Graham Barton goes 24th overall to the Cowboys. All right, so Cooper DeJean 23rd to Minnesota. Graham Barton 24th to Dallas. The Packers on the clock at 25. Needs listed as guard, tackle, defensive line, and safety. Ooh, is it too early for Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota, the safety? I think probably.
That's a little rich for me.
I mean, would they go edge rusher Jared Verse? They need more of an interior defensive lineman, I think, than they need.
What about the boy from Florida State, Fisk?
Yeah.
Or is that too early? That might be too early for him.
What's the mock saying? Hold on, give me 1 second here. Interesting. The mock is saying Kool-Aid McKinstry, corner out of Alabama.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not listed as one of their team needs, but pretty much every team in the NFL always needs corners at the same time, So
you already know corners.
Never have too many of them.
Wide receivers, pass rushers. Can never have enough of these dudes, man. Can never have enough of them.
Let's go. You want to stick with that? That works with me. Kool-Aid McKinstry, 25th overall.
I'm thirsty anyways, man.
Roll Tide, roll to the Packers there at pick 25. Pick 26. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the fighting Baker Mayfield's on the clock. Team needs listed as running back, tight end, center, guard, edge rusher, linebacker, cornerback. They got a lot of team needs.
What's BPA looking like?
And most mocked here is Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State, stays home.
I like that.
In Florida.
I like that.
Let's do it.
What are my other options, though? Do I got any other? Oh, never mind.
Oh, well, sorry, but that was the most mocked one. I mean, your other options, I guess, would have been Jackson Powers. Johnson was number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me see here. Peyton Willis was number three.
Gotcha.
Or Peyton Willis, not the old Browns running back who was on the cover of Madden.
So the reason I was asking was this. It's like, we don't think of Jackson Powers Johnson or even Zach Frazier at 20. But you're saying right here, this is pick 28.
This is prime
Problem
territory.
Is for them, they would never get a chance to get back to any of those dudes unless they were to trade all the way back from wherever they're at in the second round
to the top
10 of the second round. That's why I was like, they could have went,
That could have been Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, that could have been Jackson
for sure.
Yep.
For sure.
But either
way,
let's stick with the good story
of the Florida State guy, right?
Heck yeah, bro.
But 27th on the clock now, the Arizona Cardinals again. This could be Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah. It was like this.
I mean, we took Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Like Kyler Murray's got the contract.
Protect him.
Is this Jackson Powers Johnson? I think this is Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
27th overall to the Arizona Cardinals. Now. Are the Moses' favorite team, the Buffalo Bills. 28th on the clock here. Wide receiver, tackle, defensive line, linebacker, and
Mitchell. No. It's either Adonai Mitchell or Lati Latu. It's one or the other. For me, as much as I love pass rusher, you got to get a receiver. So go Adonai Mitchell. Yeah.
I understand that logic.
Big speed, fast down the grass.
You gotta have someone to replace Diggs.
Yeah. And he said he's not the replacement all the way, but think of it more as group project. If I can get enough high level players in the group level, we can stomp the Schwab. You know what I mean? Yeah, we can get the Schwabby.
We can get him. All right. So 28th overall, hook 'em horns, Adonai Mitchell.
Shout out to Texas, man. They keep putting dudes in the first round, man.
They do. I think they're starting to figure it out. Listen, they've been a punchline for a while down there. Yeah. I think they're starting to figure it out in Texas.
They might go two receivers and a D lineman in the first round this year.
Very well, man. 29th overall. Bite your kneecaps off. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. Team needs listed as guard, edge rusher, and corner.
I felt like corner was...
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, and they lost one of these starters this offseason.
Is it the corner from Michigan who has the crazy last name? Santa Siri? Is it Okay, here's best corners listed available.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sane Ristil? Is that how he pronounces his last name from Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan. Mm-hmm.
Mike Sainer still, he's listed as the top corner still available. Rake Straw Jr. from Missouri. Tampa from Iowa State. Lassiter from Georgia, Phillips from Kentucky. Those are their best corners still remaining.
Yeah, those are a little early for them dudes.
I think so too. I mean, guards, it's probably it's a little early for any of the guards. Could they go edge rusher here? Could they go corner as well too? Let's see what the...
Well, no, go edge rusher. Latu.
Latu? Yeah, actually, you know what? I think that's a fair pick here. I really do. Let's see where edge rushers.
Because his value is definitely way higher than any of those other guys.
Oh, wait,
talent.
No, we took him 17th overall to Jacksonville.
We did? No, I missed that. I'm, all right.
We took
him
17th overall right after Byron Murphy and before Brock Bowers.
For sure. Who do the edge rushers then we have?
Chop Robinson.
Yeah, go Chop. Penn State. Yeah. That'll work.
I think that works.
They need a pass rusher, man. Get a girl with pass rushers. And they want something opposite Aiden Hutchinson as well.
They need a Batman, right? Yeah.
Yeah. They got Batman. They need Robin.
They need Aiden a Robin. Hutchinson. That's what I mean. Sorry. Aiden Hutchinson is Batman. Yeah.
Hey, look. You see that sight? You see that little the singular one-eyed Willie? All right.
Yeah, you don't wear that if you're Robin, all right? Get out of here.
Bad boy.
You better be good if you're Jim, you're doing that kind of
facts.
Stuff.
Facts. You do the one-eyed? Oh, yeah. You better be about that. Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens, boo. Baltimore?
Hold on. Where's that?
What
am I saying? Don't you do me like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't really matter, all right? Wide receiver, guard, tackle, edge rusher, and corner listed as the team needs. Troy Franklin is there. Peyton Wilson is there if they're looking to replace Patrick Queen.
For me, man.
Ladd McConkey, your guy. I know you'd hate to see it, but.
What's their O-line look like? O-line prospects.
Let's see here. Tackles left. Jordan Morgan or Tyler Guyton. Interior. Total offensive lineman.
Right. Yeah.
Here's what they have best available still. Zach Frazier, they've got Tyler Linderbaum. Zach Frazier, Jordan Morgan, Tyler Guyton. Is it Amar Adaji, the BYU tackle? Hayes, the guard from UConn.
You got the cat from Yale. What about the cat from Yale?
Yep.
He's still available, right?
That's what I meant. Amar Adaji is the guy from Yale. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Christian
Hayes.
You named enough.
Yeah. So look at it like, I think of it like this, man. You can either go best inter offensive lineman, I think still remain is Zach Frazier, and move him to guard.
And I guess they could do that.
Or you go a Tyler Guyton and try to, help out with the tackle spot. But honestly, I think they go Troy Franklin or Ladd McConkey because it's like you got to replace Odell's production. Or not even just production, but just him being out there and Odell.
Completely agree. Yeah. And it's funny you say that. Troy Franklin is the most mocked player here.
Yeah.
So let's stick with it.
And the reason why, and I like Ladd over Troy, but Troy fits their scheme better because you already have a Zay Flowers who is essentially the same receiver as Ladd.
So it'll be Troy Franklin to Baltimore. Wide receiver out of Oregon. 31, penultimate pick of the first round here. Niners are on the clock. Guard, tackle, corner listed as team needs.
Yeah.
Oof.
I like them to mess up the whole draft and go ahead and take Zach Frazier, put him at guard. Throw everybody up.
They might. I mean, they already got one Mountaineer. They already got one Mountaineer who starts on that offensive line.
Come on, bro.
It's working out pretty well for their run game there, I'd say.
You know what you're getting? Come on, man. The same way James Dame was coming out of Iowa was like, guard sitter. All right, I'll do the same. Stop playing. All right, let's see.
Oh, you'll laugh. You want to know what the mock pick is here?
What's the mock saying?
The mocked pick is yo man's Ladd McConkey.
You know why?
Because they're assuming Ayuk's gone.
Ayuk. Yep, that's what it is. Yeah, because if Ayuk is gone, you got to go receiver. So yeah, I like that.
Let's play out that scenario.
Let's do that. I wanted Ayuk until I saw Amara St. Brown get 30. I said, oh, no. If you're getting 30 a year, you can have that. I'm good.
Lord.
Yeah, we would say what? Catch and release. I don't even want to catch that one. I don't even want to catch that fish. Leave that one.
And closing down the first round here in this segment, the defending champion back-to-back Kansas City Chiefs Team needs wide receiver, tackle, defensive line. Ooh.
I'm glad McConkey is off the board. I'm glad McConkey is off the board.
He's off the board.
Who's the best receiver available? Is it Jerick McMillan?
Best receiver available is Keon Coleman, Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall.
Roman Wilson. That could definitely cook.
Yeah.
Just trying to think. If you're the Chiefs, it's a luxury right now, man.
It is. It is.
But I think you want to add a better catcher of the football after what we saw last year.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Keon Coleman?
I said a better catcher of the football, man. Roman Wilson. Roman Wilson, I think he can catch really well. I think that's a safe pick. Let me think of some other safe receivers that
Ricky
you might have named. I'm not a fan of him like that, but people do like him. And so he could definitely work. Like I said, the Canada Washington, Jalen McMillan, I think he's another guy that could work. But, yeah, I think they got to go receiver. I think they need – I don't know.
You going Roman Wilson?
Me personally, yeah. But what you like?
No, of the ones we've named, of the wide receivers that are still left, he's the one that I like the most, for sure.
Yeah, because like I said, Pearsall is good, but Pearsall, I don't like him over Roman Wilson.
And I don't either.
Keon Coleman, if he's not an elite combat catch guy, 50-50 catch ball guy, I have the Chase Claypool situation, so to speak, you know?
I think Roman Wilson would be the smart pick here if you're Kansas City. Nah. And that's where we'll go to close down the first round. And to close down this segment, we'll roll into round number two, hour number two, when we return on the other side. Wesley Euler, Arthur Motes, Steelers Blitz, SNR.
On your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR.
Do, 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 do. Round number two on the clock here as the Steelers blitz rolls along. We'll get a little bit pacier here because obviously we want to make sure we get to pick 51 for the Steelers' second selection before we get up out of here. It is the Carolina Panthers on the clock for the first time in the draft, Arthur Motes, obviously, as they traded their first-round pick last year to go up and get Bryce Young. Team needs listed as tight end, center, defensive line, linebacker, cornerback. Arthur Motes. As much as I would like him to hang around and have it easily happen, is this the spot for Zach Frazier?
He's got to get ready to get drafted soon. Yeah.
I've got a buddy from college who covers the Carolina Panthers, lives down there, so he's kind of in tune with it, and he's been telling me the whole time they love Zach Frazier too.
Yeah. They should. If you want to enter offensive lineman, you're not going to find a lot of dudes that are playing better than Zach Frazier.
And Barton and JPJ are gone at this point too. It's important.
Absolutely.
To know.
Yeah. So I could definitely see that. And if you're Carolina, you just drafted Bryce Young. You need to protect your quarterback. You need to protect your investment. Go get him some help, man.
I think that's – I mean,
you traded for your receiver. You got Deontay.
You got your
wide
receiver.
You can get another receiver later on, but yep. I feel like you have to address that part, man.
I think so, too. I think this is the spot, and you know what? It's funny. The most mocked player here as today is Zach Frazier, center, out of West Virginia.
Not Mamba.
Take me home. Country
roads. Oh, country roads.
Which would really annoy me if Zach was one pick away from going in the first round. But he still goes in the top 40. I guess all is well. 33rd overall, Zach Frazier goes to the Carolina Panthers. That's not a far trip down 79 from where he lives in Fairmont, West Virginia. That'd be an easy destination for the Frazier family
A
to get to
little
games.
couple hours drive tops, man. Be
Yeah,
there in no time.
Fairmont to Charlotte. That's probably like 4 hours. That's not bad at
That's what
all.
I'm saying. Tops, yeah.
The Patriots back on the clock at pick 34. Remember, they took in our mock draft Drake May in the first round. So team needs still listed as tackle, wide receiver, edge rusher.
They brought in Chooks. Chooks is going to play left.
Yep. Is this another spot for one of those edge rushers? Or do we see another wide receiver here, maybe? Adazai Isaac, the other edge rusher from Penn State, still
I was about
on the
to say,
board.
What are my edge rushers? What are my edge rushers, man?
Isaac from Penn State is still on the board. Ellis from Utah, Broswell from Bammer, and Robinson from Missouri.
And then the receivers?
Receivers. Oh, good, sir.
Is Coleman still
Keon
available?
Coleman is still there.
Go,
Ricky Pearsall
I would go
still there.
Coleman. I would go Coleman because
yeah,
they still have
I think
Juju
he's a
up
fair
there.
risk. I think he's a fair,
Yeah.
a fair. This is about right for him. That makes
And
sense.
you want to
Get
give
a
your
weapon
young
for Drake
quarterback
May,
an
too.
option. Yeah.
Yep. Let's take Keon Coleman here, 34th overall to the Patriots. Cardinals back on the clock here. And remember, they've had a haul at this point. They've gotten Jaxon Powers-Johnson and Marvin Harrison Jr. I think that's a pretty good start for Arizona already. So team needs are still guard, defensive line, and corner. Sanra still from Michigan still on the board here is the top corner available. And in fact, he's the one who's mocked here
I was about
most.
to say him and the boy from Missouri still is available, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Go with the Michigan guy.
He's the one most
Because he
mocked
should go
here.
first.
So that's where we'll go. And I think
I
you're
was
right
like,
too. I
he
think
has
he
to go
should
out the
go
war
first.
first, but I'm like, if not him, then it had to be Ragish, is it Ragistraw? I think they said.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Football team. Back on the clock at pick 36. They drafted Jaden Daniels in the first round. Team needs tight end, guard, tackle, edge rusher, defensive back. So a little bit of everything. Most mocked pick here is Jordan Morgan, the tackle out of Arizona.
Yeah.
Stick
I was
with
about
it.
to say,
Help your
yeah.
quarterback. Build your offensive
You want
line.
protection, man. You
I think
got to
that
get the
makes a lot. I
quarterback,
think
and
that
then you
makes a
have to
lot of
protect
sense.
that quarterback, man.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Chargers on the clock. We went wide receiver in the first round. We went with Rome right in the first round, I believe, for LA there for the Chargers. Pick 37. Team needs running back, tight end, defensive line, linebacker, corner. Most mocked player in this position. Peyton Willis, linebacker, NC State.
Wilson.
Sir, I keep doing that. Peyton Wilson, linebacker out of NC State. Good thing I'm not reading the cards tonight. Good Lord. I'd mess up the kid's big moment.
Man,
I'm a
I like
jabroni,
Peyton,
Arthur
though, man.
Mullins.
No, Peyton's
I'm a
nice, though.
jabroni.
Peyton's definitely nice. Similar to Latu, just the injury is, you know, the medical history is what has him not being as high of a pick, but I don't hate that. Who are the BPAs available, though?
Peyton Wilson, Tyler Newbin, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Adazai Isaac, Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, we'll stick with it. We'll stick with him.
Peyton Wilson?
Yeah, we'll stick with Peyton.
37th overall to the Chargers. Titans back on the clock after going... Where did we go with them in the first round? I'm drawing a blank now. Oh, wait, no. Rome went to the Titans. Malik Nabers went to the Chargers. That's what it was. So wide receiver off the board for them. Guard, tackle, edge rusher, defensive back listed. And Motsi, the most mocked position
interior
here
lineman, right?
is Tyler Guyton, the tackle
Oh, yeah, Guyton. Okay,
from
yeah.
Oklahoma.
I was
I
going
think
to
that
go
makes
lineman,
sense.
though.
They need a tackle or a guard. So
Yeah.
Let's go Guyton, BPA, Oklahoma down to Music City. 39th, the Panthers back on the clock here after having taken Zach Frazier with their first pick in the second round. Tight end, defensive line, linebacker, corner. Jatavion Sanders from Texas. Too early? The tight end? Pick 39?
See, that's that weird part, though. Because is this that much of a need?
No, I don't think so. But you know what? It's funny. The most mocked player here to Carolina is Adisai Isaac, the edge rusher from Penn State. which I think you could argue is the BPA right now,
yeah,
but doesn't necessarily fit a position of need either.
Yeah.
Is this Braden Fisk territory? He's the best player available
Braden.
that
because to me,
Braden
could have
went.
Yeah, Braden could have fell and went, you know, late first. Personally, man, he has that type of talent.
You know what?
Production.
Yeah, I think that works. And, you know, they go trenches with their first pick on the offensive side. Trenches, you know, build up the trenches there.
And it doesn't hurt to have interior D linemen or offensive line D linemen that are high pedigree that can get the job done. You never can have enough of those players, man.
No doubt. That'll be the pick. Braden Fisk.
Yeah.
Goes 39th. Who? Carolina. The football team back on the clock here at pick 40. Quarterback off the board and now tackle off the board as well. So needs guard, edge rusher, tight end, and defensive backs. Could we see Tyler Newbin here?
This seems like it.
I think so, too. I'm trying to look. Let's see. Yeah, that is who they have most mocked here as well, too. The safety out of Minnesota.
It's all right, yeah.
Hey, and he stays in the same colors as well, too. Let's do it.
And look, now that he's gone out, now I'm looking at these other safeties. I'm like, okay. Now it's got to be about the boy from Utah probably coming into the conversation. Yep. Might start to see a Tyke Smith out of Georgia coming into the conversation.
I think you're right. Tyke Smith out of Georgia.
Slash West
WVU
Virginia.
Before
you.
That.
Yeah, we got you.
Normally, I think it's lame when people do that, but only with Tyke Smith. Let me make the exception. Packers on the clock at pick 41. Team needs guard, tackle, defensive line, and safety. Reminder, we did draft Kool-Aid McKinstry there in the first round.
Go with the kid from Yale. He's still available, right?
He sure is still available.
Amig Dejay or something like that, right?
Yes, it is. Amad Ajayi.
Yeah. So I gotta get him, man.
Amad Ajayi. Look at the big brain on Kieran from Yale. Goes to the Packers.
Yeah.
41st overall. The Texans on the clock at pick 42. This is their first. Wait, right? Yeah, this is their first selection.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is their first selection because of the Stephon Diggs trade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Or is that first round pick next
year? No, it was. They traded it for next year. This is from the trade with, was it the Dolphins?
It says Minnesota. Wait, it says Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah, it was Minnesota.
Who did they trade the Vikings? This was from the Diggs trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's second round this year, first round next year.
First round next year.
Okay. Sorry. I just way overthought myself there. Team needs wide receiver, defensive line. Wait, wide receiver. That must have been before. So defensive
before
line.
Trade. Yeah.
Defensive line, linebacker, and corner.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is Tavondre still available? Tavondre Sweat, he's still available?
I believe so. Yes. I don't think we've drafted him yet, have we?
I don't think so. Surprised his name hasn't come up yet.
He is still available. Yes. He is still available. Let's see here. So is Rakestraw Jr., the corner from Missouri.
Rakestraw's nice. Actually,
Chris
maybe
Jenkins
it is
from
Rakestraw.
Michigan.
Rakestraw might be the one.
Let's see here. He's the one who's most mocked here.
Because think about, you got Derek Stingley out there, you got Steven Nelson out there. You add him, yeah.
Go ahead, show up that back end.
You got Jalen Petrie in the safety spot. Yeah. Show up that corner spot, man.
Ennis Rakestraw Jr. Great name. Corner out of Missouri. Goes 42nd to Houston. The Dirty Birds back on the clock. Arthur Motes. Most mocked player here. Bo Nix. Him and Michael Penix still on the board, remember? You like one of those guys here to sit behind Kirk Cousins and learn?
I mean, if I had to like one, I like Penix. Yeah.
I do too. I'm with you on that. So that's where we're going. Michael Penix.
Come on.
Goes down to ATL, shawty.
Come on, man.
Again, we can have a similar
chained up living their best life.
Similar conversation. Raiders here. Do they take Bo Nix here? He's the most mocked. If he's available in the second round, I think that's a no-brainer.
Let's not overthink it, baby. Yeah.
So Michael Penix and Bo Nix finally go off the board back-to-back, 43rd and 44th overall to the Falcons and the Raiders.
And it seems appropriate, though, when you think about those two players and how they're compared and where they're getting picked at. It's like, yo, y'all are both older, different characteristics, different things in terms of why we think you were successful, but why we can knock it at the same time. So yeah, I think that those are appropriate.
Saints on the clock, and they would have liked one of those quarterbacks, but they just slipped through their fingers. Remember, they took Fuaga in the first
Yeah.
round. So needs listed as quarterback, wide receiver, and defensive line. Adazai Isaac still there. Ricky Pearsall still there. Jalen Polk still there. Chris Jenkins still there. Xavier Leggett still there. The mocked pick here is Adazai Isaac, edge rusher from Penn State.
Yeah, I feel like it's about time. Unfortunately, because you're not in the Penn State
I
dude
know you
like that,
love
but
Penn State like that. The Colts are on the clock at
bums,
pick 46.
bums.
Remember, we went with Terrion Arnold, corner in the first round for
You said the
Indianapolis.
Colts, right? Colts.
Yes. So team needs still now just listed as wide receiver. That's it, because it was DB and wide receiver, and we got a DB in the first round. We go in wide receiver here. Is this Ricky
Is
Pearsall?
this
Is this
Pearsall?
Jalen
Yeah,
Polk?
I
I
would say
think it's
Pearsall.
Pearsall. And let's see. That's what they have mocked here as well. So let's stick with it. And that puts the G-men, the New York Giants, on the clock. Their first round pick, Joe Alt, the big tackle out of Notre Dame. Guard, wide receiver, D-line, linebacker, defensive back still listed. They could go a lot of ways here, Motzi. Javon Bullard, the safety from Georgia. Ooh, Talen Polk, wide receiver from Washington. Chris Jenkins, D lineman from Michigan. TJ Tampa, corner from
TJ,
Iowa State.
nice. TJ,
Xavier
nice.
Leggett, wide receiver from South Carolina. Those are the most popular players here. And Xavier Leggett is actually the most mocked one at this
He
position.
nice, bro. That's
You want to go?
big athlete, big speed, run
You
after
give Daniel
catch.
Jones a
Ah,
tackle, you give him a
yeah,
wide
bro.
receiver.
Come on, man.
No more excuses for
Come on,
Danny
man.
Dimes. Let's
No
do
more
it.
excuses, Danny. No more excuses, baby. Because Xavier, he could ball.
He
Like, I
sure
look at him as like,
can.
okay, you can't get Marvin Harrison Jr. You couldn't get Brian Thomas, Jr. All right, another big body, long, can run down the grass, combat catch dude, Xavier Leggett.
Jags on the clock now. Leiatu Latu, the pick for them in the first round. Team needs guard and defensive back. Did they go with one of these safeties? Do we finally start talking some of these guards now? Are we in that territory, like a Christian Haynes from UConn? Lessner still there from Georgia. I mean, all the Georgia defensive backs still there. Jaden Hicks, the safety from Washington State. Went edge rusher in the first round, so you're looking maybe towards the offense. How you feeling here for the Jags?
Kind of like offense, personally, bro.
I think so too.
But I'm big BPA though, man. We get into at that first round, I'm like, what's that BPA talk about, man?
Yeah,
Talk about the
same here.
BPA,
BPA listed are
man.
Jatavion Sanders, the tight end from Texas.
Okay.
Javon Bullard, safety from Georgia. Jalen Polk from Washington. Chris Jenkins, TJ Tampa, Blake Corum, Jaden Hicks, Jonah Ellis, Chris Broswell, Edrin Cooper, Christian Haynes,
Do you have a
Demaryius
strong feeling
Robinson.
about any of these dudes?
I
You have a
really
strong feeling one way or
don't.
the other?
I
I don't
really
even
honestly
swear.
don't.
Look, when in doubt, what's the mock say?
The mock says Darius Robinson, of course, but we took an edge rusher in the first round, so I don't
Right.
want
I'm
to
about to
do
say,
that
you're not
again
doing
here.
that.
So
Yeah.
who's the, hold on, let me look and see. The second mock is Jalen Polk, wide receiver
I like Jalen.
from
Yeah,
Washington.
Washington. Yeah, but I say any
Let's
other
do it.
Washington receivers I like. But it's funny. I like any other Washington receivers, but because I like any of them, it makes me a little bit skeptical about Michael Penix.
Good
It's
point. They
like,
got a lot
oh
of
yeah,
talent on that
I'm
offense.
like, oh, was it Rome Odunze? Was it Jalen McMillan? Oh, was it Jalen Polk?
Lot of talent on
Like,
that
bro, we got
offense.
three receivers about to
In the
go in the
top
first two
50.
rounds, bro.
In
Like,
the top
yeah,
50. That's
seriously,
insane.
man.
Yeah, that does not happen very often. The Bengals, 49 on the clock here. Remember, they took Brock Bowers in the first round. Team needs listed as tackle and defensive line, Arthur Motes. Best tackle still available. Kingsley Sumatiaya from BYU and
They
Brandon
better
Coleman
take
from
him.
TCU.
They better take the boy from BYU, but either way, it's barbecue chicken because he got to
He's
go over
the most
CJ
mocked
Highsmith,
player
man.
here. He's the
But
most mocked player here. Barbecue chicken.
they better go offensive line here. But either way, it's barbecue chicken. Just, yeah.
They'll take Kingsley from BYU, barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like he was when he played the Mountaineers and got rushed back in October.
Hey, and TJ Watt nor Alex Highsmith played for the Mountaineers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pick 50. The other side of Pennsylvania before we get to the Steelers, Arthur Motes. The Eagles back on the clock. Remember in the first round, they selected Nate Wiggins, corner from Clemson in this exercise. Team needs listed as just linebacker unless they trade A.J. Brown, then wide receiver as well, too. Could we see another? This is where the Eagles like to draft linebackers, too. Like, this is right in their kind of wheelhouse.
They'll do it.
And this is kind of the wheelhouse for, I think, a lot of the linebackers in this class. Is it too early for an Edgerrin Cooper?
No, it's not. And I think he's, in terms of the linebacker class, he's the best of the group. I think it's him, Junior. Like, Peyton Wilson is nice, but like I said, for me, man, the injuries.
I like Edgerrin Cooper.
That's why I like Edgerrin Cooper a little bit more. So, yeah, I'm all for Edgerrin. And if not Edgerrin, then where's Junior Colson at?
Junior Colson's there, too.
But Edgerrin,
I think I'd go Edgerrin.
Like, in terms of how I prioritize, yeah, Edgerrin first.
And that is where the Eagles will go. And that means that there is only one team. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of teams still left on the clock. It's only pick 51. But for all intents and purposes of this show and this exercise, there's one more pick that matters. It's pick 51 for your Pittsburgh Steelers. Where do we go? Where do we go now? We'll tell you when we come back on the other side to wrap up the show. It is the Steelers Blitz on SNR. On the Blitz here for just a few more minutes, and it is time to make the second selection of the draft for your Pittsburgh Steelers in the final moments of our Euler and Motes, our Steelers Blitz 2024 mock draft. Remember, at pick 20, we took Amarius Mims, the tackle out of Georgia, back-to-back Bulldog tackles in the first round for the Steelers. So now team needs listed as wide receiver, center, and cornerback for our dear black and gold. So let me filter real quick by those positions. Wide receiver, tackle, and corner. Let's get them all up at the same time. Here is the big board. Here are the names still available, Arthur Motes, okay? Or wait, sorry. I put in tackle. I didn't want to do that. Dang it. You were looking at me funny. Did you tell me that I mess up? You can tell me when I mess up, all right?
No.
Interior offensive
lineman. I'm in the car with you. I ain't know. Quarter. I was in the car with you.
Yeah, but you ain't got to let me drive off the cliff when you can hit
Look,
the emergency
bro,
brake.
Hey, listen, man. One fail, we all fail. One pass, we all pass, all right?
Wide you know receiver, interior lineman, and corners. TJ Tampa, Kamari Lessiter, Christian Haynes, Malachi Corley, Andrew
TJ
Phillips,
Tampa,
Xavier Worthy,
TJ Tampa.
Is that the guy here? Is that the pick?
TJ Tampa.
It's a little rich for my blood for any of the wide receivers that are still there.
Fair.
And we missed out on all the center. Like, it's a little, like, if we're going to go with a Cedric Van Pran or one of these other guys, I still think it's a little too rich there.
Uh-huh.
I do think TJ Tampa is the best player available here. And you know what's hilarious,
TJ
Motsy?
Tampa.
You and I have discussed a million different... I don't think we've ever talked about TJ Tampa in context of the Steelers in the months that we've been doing this.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hate this. I wouldn't.
No, so put it like this, man. I know we haven't, but he's been mocked multiple, you know, second round areas at 51 just because of his physicality, his ability to play outside, inside. And he has some really good traits in terms of when you're just watching how he uses his hands, his fundamentals and stuff like that. So that's the reason. But at the same time, I just think we've had so much other big news, whether we were talking the quarterback stuff, then it was receiver, then it's been center versus tackle, that we kind of cheat on DB. and we will do the whole, we got JPJ, we traded for Dante Jackson. People are back and forth on him, but more confident in Corey Trice, which still is crazy to me, where I'm like, bro, Dante Jackson started in his league and has made plays in his league and has led, like, he has turnovers, like tangible stuff. But we more confident in a kid that tore his ACL in training camp over this dude. Like, nah, man. Like, we got two dudes right now, but it's like we still want to add to that room because you don't want to be heavily reliant upon a Corey Trice coming off of ACL or a Darius Rush, who is coming off of a rookie year, being, you know,
Agreed.
one of your main people on defense right now. So that's the big reason for me why the TJ Tampa pick would make sense and why, like I said, I could definitely get behind it, man, if that was the route that they went.
I could too. I think he's a good player. I completely agree with everything you said. Listen, I think it's easy that we could sit here and say wide receiver and center are a bigger position of need than corner.
Yeah.
But when there's no wide receivers and there's no centers on the board that you think are worthy of this selection, TJ Tampa, I don't even want to call him a
I was gonna say,
consolation prize
what the
because
mock
he's a
say?
good player.
What's the mock say? Let's see
The
what the
mock
mock
says,
says.
the mock in this scenario says TJ Tampa, funny enough. And his average draft position on these aggregate
He's in this
boards
right. Yeah, he's
is
usually in this
52nd
range.
overall. That's his
Yeah, he's
average
usually in
draft
this
position
range,
is
man.
52nd overall. And so the Steelers are at 51. I mean, that's that
Because, like I
about
said,
makes
if the
sense.
board falls like that, it's hard to pass TJ over one of these wide
If
receivers because those wide receivers aren't better
right.
players than TJ. Even
Right.
though we need wide receiver more than we need a TJ Tampa,
Completely agree.
it's like, bro, this dude is way better than those dudes, man.
Completely agree. And then you hope that one of those wide receivers you like is still there at
In
pick
the third,
84. Well, Motzi, that was fun. I think a lot of people would be surprised by that, but in the first two rounds of our 2024 Steelers Blitz mock draft, the Steelers come away with Amarius Mims, tackle out of Georgia, and TJ Tampa, corner out of Iowa State.
I like
Obviously,
it. I like it. I like
we will
it.
start to see how this all plays out tonight, draft night tonight,
Omar's
but
calling
that'll
us
do
up,
it
man.
for us for today. Motes, you will be at the stadium, correct, for the next few days for draft events?
Yes. I'll be down there hosting the Suite Holders draft party tonight, man. So we'll be suited and booted. Let's have some fun and get after it. Then Saturday, I'll be out there 12 to 5 interviewing the first rounder at the Ford truck. We'll be talking to Rocky Blyer, C. Batch.
Oh,
Good
yeah.
old Mike Logan as well, man.
Oh,
So you definitely don't
yeah.
want to miss any of that down at the
Let's
big, beautiful
go,
Acrisure
Bears.
Stadium on Saturday. So yeah, man, the boy is not hard to find. And then personal plug, if you need watch party action, your boy is on YouTube tonight also, man, kicking it for the whole first round here as well. So we activated on all platforms, man. However you need to get the content is there.
Tonight, Thursday night, and Friday night, I will be on Steelers Nation Radio from 9 until midnight
There it is.
with Matt Williamson, Dale Lally, and a coach, Tom Bradley. So the four of us.
Dish,
In fact,
dish.
I think it's Tom Bradley one of the nights, and then I think it's somebody else one of the other nights.
Let's
But from
go.
9 until midnight with a
Let's
round
go.
table of fine fellows on Steelers
Oh,
Nation
yes. Oh,
Radio.
yes. Oh, yes.
Obviously, our draft coverage here on SNR will be live all throughout the draft, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well, too. As long as the draft is ongoing, there will be live shows on SNR. So you guys know,
Man of the people. He's the man of the
nobody
people.
covers
Look at him go.
them Stellars like we do on your 24/7 home of the black and gold. But before I get to that, a thank you to the Power Grid and the Megawatts, as always, and a big shout out to the best co-host in the business, Arthur Nathan Motes the Third.
Oh,
Take care, everybody. Enjoy the draft. Remember, all of our picks are the best ones, and all of theirs are the worst
man.
ones.
Facts. Facts.
And we'll be back next week to break it down for you, as always, on your 24/7 home of the black and gold.
Fellas Nation Radio. Oh.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.